Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out, and you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Welcome to the 19th episode of the In the Limelight podcast. Today, we're speaking with Autumn Shelton from autumnbrands.com. You're going to really enjoy listening to all the silly questions I got to ask her, not knowing a thing about the world of cannabis. You heard that right. You are going to be able to listen and learn about things I didn't even know were possible. So listen in, don't make fun of me, and enjoy. Everybody, it is Clarissa Burt. You are in the limelight yet again this week. I have an extraordinary woman entrepreneur. And for the very first time, I'm going to be doing an interview on a product that I know really very little about. So I'm really thrilled to be able to learn more about it because there seems to be a lot of questions going on about what it is and what it's not and where it's legal and where it's not. So I'm talking to Autumn Shelton from autumnbrands.com if you want to go to the website and follow along with us. So welcome to Autumn Shelton and the world of cannabis. Yes?
Thank you for having me.
I'm so thrilled. I can't tell you. Somebody had said, oh, great. Well, that sounds really like a great interview. What do you know about this? I said, well, I don't know a lot, but that could be what the interview is about, is me asking a lot of questions so that she can answer them, opposed to my coming to the table with all of the know-how around cannabis. I know, obviously, there's a lot of brouhaha lately around cannabis oil, CBD oil. I was sort of on board with that 3-4 years ago when it first started to break before it went mainstream. Now it's in Target and Walmart. I loved it. I thought it was awesome, but I think that the world of cannabis is really an enigma. So I'm hoping that Autumn, you can shed some light for us.
Sure, I'd love to.
Great. So tell us a little bit more then. What are the differences? I understand that you package things differently. Is it sendable? Do people have to come to you? How does that all work?
Sure. So Autumn Brands is essentially a California state licensed cannabis cultivator. A little bit of background, we're 50% women owned. We focus on health and wellness. All our products are 100% pesticide free. So you know you're getting the best product you possibly can get. We have two families that own and operate this company. And we're really dedicated to really creating the highest quality we can. So as far as today's market for a product that is cannabis, not hemp, you can only sell it within the state that it is regulated in. Okay. So you cannot cross state lines.
Okay.
Whereas hemp is different. They're still trying to figure that out. It's not as regulated. You can buy it on the internet. A lot of it comes from other countries. So there's a lot of unknowns with hemp.
Is hemp smokable?
Hemp is smokable, but its primary use is the CBD in it.
Right.
Whereas with cannabis, the use is really all the cannabinoids. So a cannabis plant has over 100 cannabinoids. CBD and THC, which is the one that actually can get you euphorically high.
Right.
Those are only two of the main ones. There's over 100 more.
Right.
That give you also different benefits. Mm-hmm. Cannabis also has terpenes. Terpenes are what gives it that incredible smell, the unique smell that every single strain may have. Terpenes are also lavender, citrus, basil, oregano, things that you smell and that provide you also with unique health benefits. So the cannabis plant not only has cannabinoids, but it also has the terpenes, which both provide significant health benefits for your body.
Right.
Now, in school, we learned about the 11 organs, but we didn't learn about the endocannabinoid system that we all have in our bodies because they didn't figure it out until the early 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
And so our bodies actually have receptors to THC and to CBD. And what those do is they actually regulate our body. So when something is out of balance, they actually can help balance us out in numerous different spots in our body. And that's why you see so many benefits with anti-inflammatory, pain relief, seizures, I mean, they're just finding more and more and more ways that cannabis can really heal and help balance out the different parts of our body.
Right. Well, I know that a lot of people obviously speak very highly of it, and they are using it for medicinal purposes. There's lots of documentation behind all of this. And so I know that to be true from what I read. Different documentaries, different films and things that I've watched have told us. Is there a difference when you say it's top quality indoor sun-grown cannabis as opposed to grown differently?
Well, cannabis can be grown either outdoors in the ground or in pots. It's grown in greenhouses like we grow it, which is more of a hydroponic system, also in pots. And then there's indoor, which is kind of in a warehouse.
Okay.
So all three can produce a great product. It's really a consumer's preference to the taste and the smell and how it's produced.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, an indoor product is going to be a little denser in what it produces, even higher THC because it's always under lights. Mm-hmm. Whereas greenhouse is kind of that perfect blend of both because you're really getting that outdoor natural sunlight, creating even a more natural product.
Right.
But it's better protected than being out in the elements, being an outdoor product.
Right. Are there different strains? Are there different potencies in the cannabis world?
There are hundreds of different strains.
Right.
And every strain is unique. Every strain is going to have different terpenes in it. It's going to smell different. It's going to taste different. It's going to smoke different. You can get a high CBD plant with low THC, or you can get a high THC plant with very low CBD. And then the THC can range. I mean, you can get anywhere from 12% north of 30%. Really in that 18 to 22 is going to give you that mellow high. Anything below that, you're not going to feel as much. Anything above that, you're really going to feel.
So tell me the difference between cannabis and hash. Hash, back in the day, hash was known to be like really potent. Am I right?
Yes. I'm not an expert on hash. I believe it's more of just the residue of the cannabis plant. So it's not the flower. It's just more of a concentrated form of it.
Okay.
And today you'll see multiple concentrated forms, oils, sauces, dabbables, which are actually really good. An important difference to kind of understand is that you're seeing a lot of products out there that are extracting out the CBD.
Right.
Or extracting out the THC. Okay. And then you're losing all the other benefits of all the other cannabinoids and all the terpenes. So
okay,
really, you want to see whole plant extraction.
Awesome. Everybody, you have been listening to Autumn Shelton. We are here in the limelight. You're going to want to go and take a look at autumnbrands.com if you want to follow along and see all the different products and the different strains. We're going to come back to this in just a minute because there's so many more silly questions I have to ask. And anybody that knows a lot about cannabis probably just snickering at all the silly questions I'm asking, but it's fascinating to learn, I have to say. Don't go away, everybody. We're going to be right back. Hey everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates, almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are going to love this book. book, Satisfy Your Passion for Italian Food Without Gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket, you can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon. Welcome back, everybody, to In the Limelight. We are speaking today with Autumn Shelton. It is autumnbrands.com. It is the world of cannabis, something I know very little about. And those who know me well probably think I need to a lot more about it so I could just chill out a little bit. With that having been said, can you talk about the edibles and what goes into an edible? Is every strain good, or is it really just kind of the lighter high you were talking about before?
Well, edible companies are all going to be different. So you'll find some that will actually make it strain specific and what they put in there. A lot of them are getting an oil and then adding it to the chocolate or the gummy or whatever it might be. But a lot of times it's kind of just a blend of it and you're just going to get a natural high. Now, edibles are still way better than they ever were because now it's done in a commercial kitchen and it's better regulated. You can get microdosing, so you really know how much you're going to get in every single piece. Okay. The problem with edibles still is it takes a while to take effect. And so there's oftentimes people still are like, well, maybe I should just have a little bit more and a little bit more. And edibles, you can certainly take a few too many and
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's
you're
crazy.
Not gonna overdose, but you're certainly gonna zonk yourself out and kind of lose the purpose. There's so many different ways, you know, to consume cannabis, whether it's tinctures or edibles or smoking the flower or topicals. And topicals are a great way for medical purposes, especially if you have any type of pain or inflammation or any of that, and you're not going to get high from it unless it's a transdermal one like a patch, then those ones could certainly get through into your bloodstream. But majority of them just give you the benefits without the high.
Wow.
And I, as a mom, you know, I'm constantly picking up my almost 4-year-old, and I'm pregnant right now too, but I get neck pain from being on a computer all day.
Right.
And I use a 1-to-1, which is a ratio of THC to CBD, 150 milligrams to 150 milligrams of each.
Right.
And a lotion. And I'll use that, and it just takes away the pain right away. And
you the don't silly get question pain. Number 58. Do you feel any alteration from that at all? Is that just for the pain, or is it mind altering, or whatever you want to call it?
No, the lotions, the topicals are not
strong enough to do altering. That.
Okay. No. You definitely want the THC. The THC is what gives you the pain relief, and the blend of both. So our systems, like I said, we have receptors. It doesn't actually have direct receptor to CBD, so you really do need that THC to provide extra benefits.
Okay. Help me understand the regulation around cannabis, because it's legal some places, it's illegal other places. You know, I'm truly confused about that. So how is that playing out?
Yeah, I mean, cannabis, it's definitely still very complicated. California put the regulations into place in January of 2018, still went through a year of changing the regulations, and the interpretation still continues to get changed.
Okay.
So that becomes very frustrating. You know, local level, we're also going through that. The regulations didn't get put into place till the end of the year. Okay. So every state is different. Some are only allowing for medical, some allow for adult use, and some have just still banned it altogether. New states are coming online every single day. But the regulations in place are really important. A cultivator can't just sell it to anybody. A cultivator has to sell it through to a distributor. Distributor has to lab test it. The lab test has to test for pesticides and heavy metals and numerous other things that could be harmful to you. And you have to pass that test in order for it to reach the retailer, which is a dispensary or a delivery service.
Right.
So it's really incredible and important chain of command that it has to go through to ensure that it doesn't actually fall in the hands of our children and it falls only into adults and that you're getting a natural product.
Absolutely. So vaping. I see you have your vaping cartridges, which is not the vaping we're talking, you know, you're hearing about in the news these days. It's healthier vaping.
Yeah, vape cartridges are definitely the hot topic right now in the news. There's a lot of issues for nicotine and for cannabis as well. And the problem is it's a lot of the black market ones or companies that weren't using proper hardware. For us, we use a hardware that is C-cells with no heavy metals can leach into the oil, which some companies have seen later on, which has caused some people some issues. They've cut their THC and their oils with vitamin E or different things that have caused issues. Ours is 100% just THC oil and natural terpenes.
So then is your product considered organic?
Well, you can't use the word organic because it's still federally illegal. They won't allow it. Even California is working on a program. But
question number 59.
I told you, bear with me through this, people, because no, I honestly don't, I mean, I'm not even sure if I know what the proper questions are to ask. I'm just sort of winging this one, but I really, really want to know. It's one of those things that I keep asking and I never get a straight answer. There's never that one pat answer. It's okay here, but it's not there. And well, wait a minute. So it's okay in California, but there are people in another state that are doing a whole bunch of time in jail for, so it just is, there, it's all over the place. It must feel like the wild, wild west to you.
It's still in this crazy limbo and transition, and it's going to take a number of years for us to get through it. When alcohol came out of prohibition, it was every state at one time, whereas the states have taken upon themselves to slowly get out of prohibition. So you're still seeing so many different issues at so many different levels and not everybody being on the same page.
Right.
So it will take time, unfortunately, and people in states that don't have a legal are frustrated and have to travel or move to another state in order to get their medicine that they might need.
Yeah, that's a great question. Everybody, sorry, I know we have to go to break. It's just one of those things we have to do. Don't go away. We're in the limelight with Autumn Child, and we are going to be right back.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, InspiredNewsRadio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need, people who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss Designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces.
One of the things that I love to put into my shake every morning is Life Enriched Berry Greens. I've been using it for a really long time. I'm loving the optimal results. It just improves overall health. It's a powerful source of antioxidants. It helps with your digestive, colon support. It helps to strengthen your immune support, balances your healthy pH levels. It boosts vitality and energy. And I absolutely love the fact that it's only 35 calories a serving. It's low in carbs and it tastes great. You're going to want to go over to clarissabert.shop under Feel Good and take a look at Life Enriched Berry Greens. Do it now. You're going to thank me.
This is Kerry Flanders, CEO of First Direct Financial. We are a direct credit card processing company with all the major banks in the United States, including First Data, TSYS, Elavon, Banta, and Worldpay. We guarantee our pricing. If we can't save you money on your current processing fees, we will write you a check for $1,000 just for taking the time to compare. We do interchange plus pricing, have no cancellation fees, we're quick, we're secure. We make sure all your transactions are point-to-point encrypted, transactions are safe, and your customer's data is safe and secure. We offer instant discounts, and best of all, there's no contracts. First Direct Financial processes all forms of electronic payments, including debit and credit cards, ACH, file, web-based, recurring, and checks. Find a processor for practically any business. For a free, no-obligation quote, feel free to contact me direct, Kerry Flanders, 480-246-6464, or Flanders at firstdirectfinancial.com.
AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order, promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com.
Okay, we are back in the limelight, and here's the question for Autumn right now. So if somebody, like you said, before we went to break, there's the frustration of not being able to get the medicinal cannabis from another state, say from Arizona. I don't know if Arizona is legal or illegal. I really don't. But if they want to come in from Arizona to California and bring it back over state lines, that's illegal.
Nothing can cross state lines. Even if Arizona, even though Nevada, even though Oregon, even though those states are legal, you cannot take California cannabis across state line, and Oregon can't bring their cannabis across state line. The federal prohibition. Once that opens up, perhaps then the states will allow for it, but that's still unknown as well.
Is that a crime that you can get time for?
I don't know exactly. I don't think so anymore. I don't think cannabis at any level is going to provide that, but it's more of a federal issue. It's not a state issue.
So let me ask you this, because we talk a lot about entrepreneurial things and the difficulties that we all encounter in our businesses. And just listening to you in the last, 15 minutes, it sounds like this is a phenomenal place to be, but a really super challenging place to be from an entrepreneurial perspective, right?
Oh, I mean, I always say growing an agricultural product, that's tough. Growing a product that's still federally illegal, where most can't get banking. We fortunately do have banking now, but most cannot. There's a tax code, because it's federally illegal, that we can't write off normal expenses. So you can only write off your cost of goods sold. You have to be very smart with your money and prepare and hoard dollars that you have, because you're going to pay a lot more in taxes than anybody else. And then on top of that, you're limited to your one state. And then you create a brand and you're limited to only those retailers within that state that are licensed, that are also having to go through all this regulatory process.
Right, right.
So there's so many different challenges in this industry that are unique to anything else. And so, yes, this is by far not for the light of heart.
Absolutely.
This is very difficult. This is definitely a long-term plan, not a short-term plan.
So what keeps you doing it? Is it a passion project for you? Because at the end of the day, there's some great money to be made. Like, what is it that keeps you there?
Just a little bit of all of that. I'm very passionate about this plan. It has helped so many different people. We get endless emails from people and how it's changed their lives. So being able to be a part of that is incredible.
Right.
To be a part of a new and emerging industry that's always changing, as difficult as that is, it's also very exciting. And it's also an opportunity to create a stable life for my family and doing something that I'm really proud of.
Right. In all of this, you just told us you're pregnant. So congratulations on that. I don't want you to
Thank
think
you.
I didn't hear it, because I did. That's awesome. When are you due?
I'm due in 8 weeks.
And so how do you, I would say juggle it all. There is no real balance, because I don't believe in balance. I don't think that really helps you. And you're laughing, so you may not believe in it either. Do you have help? That's a lot. It's a lot to run this business. I can only imagine. And then have little ones running around the house, and plus a newborn.
It is a lot. I normally do feel quite balanced when I'm not pregnant. Being pregnant, I'm all out of whack for sure. And having a little one this time is much harder to be pregnant, chasing after an almost 4-year-old, than it was just being pregnant the first time.
Right.
So it is hard to find ways to really decompress when those other ways of drinking wine or having a joint or exercising. I'm not one of those people that can exercise, during pregnancy. I'm working so much.
Sure.
So it is hard to find that balance, but doing things that you love and are helping other people, you just find a way to really enjoy the whole process and know that it's, again, a long-term plan that will benefit.
Is your place, space, farm, I guess we can call it, is it open to the public? Can people come visit you, or how can people find you? And let's tell everybody again what your website is.
Our farm is not necessarily open to the public, but we do invite only tours. So some people do get to walk through our facility. We do love to share what we do and be an open book. And our website is autumnbrands.com. We have a store locator on there as well, so you can find where we are in any dispensary throughout the state of California.
Right.
And then you can find our products. We have a flower line and a pre-roll line and a vape cartridge as well.
Well, okay then. That's just amazing stuff, I have to say. And when I get back to Santa Barbara, and I do get to California frequently, I'm going to look you up and I'm going to come check this out for myself, because I'd love to see it if you'll have me.
Yes, I would love you.
And I promise that when I come there, I won't ask any more silly questions. But honestly, I didn't know much, and now I know a lot more than I did before. Thanks for being on In the Limelight, Autumn. I really enjoyed having you on.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks everybody for stopping by. That's it for this episode, but I do want to thank all of my audio engineers. I want to thank Kat Rivera, Ramon Martinez, and Justin Turner, who never let me down week to week. All right, everybody, that's it. Again, as I said, don't forget to go in, sign up for my newsletter at clarissabert.com. Don't forget audible.com, great for learning and listening. You're going to want to listen to my podcast on Inspired News Radio. Huge thanks to our sponsors. I want to thank Clarissa Travel Club, First Direct Financial, Craig Shelley Fine Jewelry, and of course, our friends over at Inspired News Radio. Until the next time, everybody.